on a 10-yard gain. It's barely a first down. 10 yards for Ryan Wehner. First new set of downs because it's from the spot of the foul. First and 10, left right across your radio from the 44-yard line.
At the end of the day, it was a very good play and an execution by Badax. They are able to get a first down. The penalty obviously takes away the big gain.
And this
here we
one,
go.
No.
Clancy again, Clark.
Here comes Jack Clancy down to the 10 to the
He's
5.
Gone.
Touchdown, Badax. Jack Clancy gets out for 55 yards this time. And in for the score, check that, 56 yards for Jack Clancy, his second score of the night. And the Badax Hatchets are now leading by 2 touchdowns, 14-0.
A lot of things you'll notice in the single wing when the snap, depending on who the snap goes to, is number one. Jack Clancy on the first play, literally a 180 spin and turns his back to the defense and lets one of the running backs takes the ball. And in that first play, it was Ryan Wehner. In this play, he turns around and then makes the full circle 360 and turns around and runs straight ahead. The defense goes for both running backs left and right. There's nobody in the middle of the field. And when Jack Clancy gets out in open space, there are very few guys that are going to run him down.
Going for two, and it's going for the pass right through the middle. And this one is deflected but brought in. The pass from Vinny Blackstock is good. Into the hands of Micah Gorton, and the two-point conversion is good, and now it's Badax 16, Vassar nothing, with 5:29 left still in the first quarter. The Badax Hatchets firing on all cylinders right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin. 100 smackaronis. Call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way. And it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Badax, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Coming out of the timeout, it's 5:23 left into the first quarter, 16-0 Badax, and the kick comes into the hands of Colton Heiser, and he's out to about the 37-yard line to start this drive for the Vassar Vulcans. First and 10 as they trail by 16 points, 16-0 to the Badax Hatchets. That Hatchet sideline is fired up right now.
And they have all the reason to be. They had a huge play negated. They come right back and get it all back in one swoop. This time, though, Jack Clancy busts a huge touchdown run. Vassar completely confused at the single-wing offense. And a good special teams play by Badax as they're able to kind of angle kick it. So not the greatest field position for Vassar, but we'll see if Macon and company can get their offense going.
And it's another handoff coming around the left side, and the Badax front line scoops him up. That'd be number 24, Logan Stark, on the stop. Number 15 on the carry, that would be Ethan Denham on the carry. The loss of a yard, a tackle for a loss. Second down and 11.
And Vassar not able to run the ball at all so far in this first quarter. Any positive plays they've had are coming in the passing game, and they're going to have to settle on that quite often in this game. But they're going to have to find a way to break through what's looked like a pretty tough Badax defense so far tonight.
Two wide each way, making it in the shotgun, has Heiser to his right. Facing the sun, right to left crosser radio. And we've got movement all over the place, and this is going to be another disco night. Another 5-yard penalty against the Vassar Vulcans. This will be, I believe,
the ball start on the offense. Repeat second down.
So another 5-yard penalty against the Vassar Vulcan offense. It goes from second and 11 to second and 16.
Well, they go with the hard count, Clark, but apparently only half the team knew it was going to be a hard count because
it was that hard of a count.
It was so good they even got all of their team to jump off sides. So miscommunication there. You got to like the hard count to try to get the free 5 yards. It's a good move. However, again, half the line jumped, and one receiver was 10 yards down the field before they stopped him. So it's a benefit to Bad Axe, but Vassar now going to spread it out with four wide receivers.
Same formation, making in the pocket, and he's in trouble, and he's going to be brought down for a sack back at the 23-yard line. Number 52, Toby McPhee, the sophomore, brings down Macon for the sack and another big loss from the 32-yard line down to the 24, an 8-yard sack for this Bad Axe defense.
Yeah, McPhee on that defensive line is able to go right through his offensive lineman and chase down Macon in the backfield. We had nowhere to go, no options. No, it was all pass coverage for Bad Axe. They weren't bringing a blitz, but their defensive line able to win that one-on-one battle in a sack, forcing third and very long, third and 23 or so. So, you know, Vassar going to spread it out one more time.
Line of scrimmage at the 24, the first down markers at Pinnebog Road. Three wide to the left, none to the right. Making in the shotgun handoff to number 25, Monte Davis, around the right end. They gain back about, oh, maybe 10 yards. Tackle made by Colby Meeks, the senior, on the stop. Brings up fourth down and still over 10 yards, about fourth and 15 to go for the Vassar Vulcans.
And penalties will kill you, Clark. Vassar, that cost him 5 yards, put him in an obvious passing down, and then the Bad Axe defensive line takes over from there with a sack and just a little draw. Run the ball and get what you can and turn around and punt it away. So Macon going to come on to punt it back to Bad Axe. Bad Axe with a two-score lead already here late in this first quarter.
16-0 Bad Axe as Macon punts this one. This one's not going very far. It's high. It's not otherwise. And takes a Bad Axe bounce and then takes a Vassar bounce and settles at the 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets and with good field position.
Great job by Bad Axe. They've had one mistake so far in this game, in my opinion, and that's the muff punt. But their defense comes out, answers the bell, forces a turnover anyways, and gets the ball back. Their defense doing it again on the last series. So Bad Axe offense comes back onto the field with a two-score lead, and we'll see if they're able to maintain a drive. They've gotten two huge plays in this game, and those don't come all the time. So enjoy them when you get them, but now we'll see if they can grind out a drive and run a little clock off the time board.
First and 10, left or right across the radio for the 16-0 Bad Axe Hatchets as a handoff to number 26, Ryan Wainer. He's around the left side, has the first down inside Vassar territory, and spins his tackler down across the 30-yard line, which would be number 15, Ethan Denham, defensive back out of the secondary. He wraps him up, finally down inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. A 25-yard gain.
And Ethan Dunham, the very last line of defense. Otherwise, Ryan Wainer is off to the races yet again. Dunham making a nice tackle back there in open space, but another huge gain for Bad Axe.
This is now the longest drive for the Bad Axe Hatchets time-wise. Before this drive, they had a total of 39 seconds on offense as the direct snap goes nowhere quickly. That was to Mason Amon, brings down the direct snap, which I do believe was to number 10, Jack Clancy. Loss of 3 on the play. Second down, 13 to go from the 31-yard line.
All right, and again, back to the first play. As he takes the ball, he turns his back to the defense, and then the play is designed for either Wainer to run left or Blackstock to come the other way. It ends up being Wainer to the left side. This time, he fakes to both and keeps it himself, and 65 Amon, not having any of it, stays in his ground, stays in his gap, and is able to make the tackle in the backfield.
Second down, 13 to go, and it's a direct snap to Clancy. He has room to run, and he's in for his third score of the night. Touchdown, Bad Axe. Jack Clancy from the 31-yard line in for yet another score with a minute 27 left in the first quarter. It is now Bad Axe out by 3 touchdowns. It is Bad Axe 22, Vassar nothing.
Vassar with absolutely no answer to the offensive playbook that Kelly Durr has implemented here tonight. The single wing has completely confused them. They went to basically a quarterback snap where he just takes it off the right end. He's got two lead blockers and Vassar all up on the line of scrimmage. And once he gets that block on the linebacker and on the end, he's able to hit the hole and Jack Clancy out for the running again.
Bad Axe has scored 3 times in just a minute 47 total. Direct snap to Clancy, goes right up the middle, and he's in for the two-point conversion with ease. The two-point conversion's good, and it's 24-0. Bad Axe Hatchets leading the Vassar Vulcans with a minute 27 left into the first quarter. That's right, the first quarter, 24-0. Bad Axe over Vassar right here on the WLW Sports Network.
I'm Jason Hansen, ag lender at Bayport State Bank.